Phase 2. Behave like an investor. In this phase, you'll begin the investigation and preparation required to make you a successful investor. You will need to look at your own situation and your investment terrain. You will also take steps needed to confidently project yourself to the world as a real estate investor. First, to be a successful real estate investor, you must look inward and assess your situation. You should understand your credit and how to enhance it. You should take stock of the assets and resources that you have that might be useful in structuring a creative real estate transaction. Your assets and resources might include stocks and bonds, savings, potential partners, money, real estate owned, and personal property. Within the first 2 weeks after completing my course, you should complete the personal financial analysis form provided in the last chapter of my No Down Payment Manual. Second, you must look outward and know your market. Although it would be very difficult for you to become an expert on the values and trends of real estate all across your state or city, you should reasonably expect to have a solid understanding of the market activities within a targeted 10-mile radius. You must pick a target area that fits the criteria I described in the chapter titled Finding Properties in Flexible Sellers. It is important that you drive the area and become familiar with it. You can increase your knowledge of the area by checking rents and recent sales. Know the strengths and weaknesses of your investment area. You should know the answer to questions such as, is the area close to public transportation? Are the schools in the area highly sought after? Is there significant business growth and new construction going on in the area? Are values in the area experiencing appreciation, stagnation, or decline? In general, what are the greatest strengths and weaknesses of the area? You can gain information on your market in a number of ways, and I recommend that within 3 weeks of completing the course, you take the following action. First, select a target market area that fits the criteria set forth in the chapter titled Finding Properties in Flexible Sellers. Second, review classified ads and take notes of area sales prices and rent rates. Next, drive through the area and familiarize yourself with the neighborhood activity. Contact at least 2 real estate agents and tell them you're considering investing in the area and would like them to provide information. Identify the attorney and title company you will use in your investing and poll them for information on your target market. Contact a property management company that manages residential properties in the area to gain information on your target area. Search on the internet to see what information you can gather about the area. And finally, identify the local banks in the area and try to gain access to their REO listings. Make it a point to inspect 10 to 20 properties that are for sale by owner or through brokers. Don't make any offers, just evaluate the properties and the offering price, and this should help you develop information about what will become your target market. If you know your market, you'll make better and more educated property buying decisions. Finally, to succeed as an investor, you must look the part and be prepared. Within the first month after completing the course, you should prepare yourself as I discussed in the chapter titled Setting Up Shop. It's important that you develop some method of organization to enable you to keep up with this fast-paced world of real estate investment that we're in. If you have not already begun to do so, I recommend that you begin managing your time within the first week after completing the course. I've included a planner in the Real Estate Forms portfolio to help you get started. Also, within the first week of completing the course, you should designate an area in your home or apartment from which to launch your investment activities. If possible, the area should have a filing cabinet and telephone access. The telephone will become the lifeblood of your investment career. And if possible, have business cards printed because they identify you as a serious and competent investor. Down the line, you can consider business upgrades like a fax machine, computer, second telephone line, and subscription services to various internet and media publications. But to begin with, these are not critical to your success.